You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet. This is episode number 228, posted February 2020. An adequately sized frog.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. I am your Dungeon Master, Tony Sindelar, and today is the beginning of the end.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Foreboding. Allow me to introduce the players of the Adventurer's Pyramid here on our special UK TPK episode. Let us start with our adventurers who are not in the UK. From far across the ocean of amber waves of grain, it's Jason Snell.
Good morning. It's very early here. Hello. I'm Furion, the elf who's very curious and likes to hide.
Also here from the United States, it's Tiff Armet.
Hey, El Scorcho, the tiefling druid, and I don't want to be gnawed by a frog.
Gnawed by a frog. And then far across the Atlantic? Yeah, the Atlantic Ocean. It is our friends in the United Kingdom. Let us start first with Adina Hurley.
Woo, Elena here, the half-elf rogue that's still carrying a bag of 1,000 bull bearings.
Excellent.
Maybe today's the day.
From far across the room that Adina is in, it's Mike Hurley.
I'm playing Maximilian Thundercliff, the half-orc fighter who has an axe. He's facing a tree. Seems fine.
Mm. Yeah, seems great. From far to the lands to the north, it's Liz Miles.
Hello. I'm playing Velo, a human warlock who likes to practice fire safety.
I think that phrase was one word longer than it actually is. So just like to practice fire. And from somewhere nearby, I don't know, I didn't have time to consult a map, it's James Thompson.
I'm playing Nox, the dragonborn bard, who is dangerously close to the center of the action.
And I think I actually remembered to introduce everyone today. Is there anyone else here on the podcast?
Just a frog. There's just a frog also.
We are, as I said, we are at the beginning of the end. Our adventurers have descended into the Sunless Citadel. They have navigated the geopolitical intertwining of goblins and kobolds. They have befriended, met the acquaintance of a dragon. They have done many things and told many lies, but here it all comes to an end. Beneath the burning branches of the Gulthias tree, you stand across from the remaining adventurers of the Hercreal party, but they are not as you had hoped to find them. They seem to be strange, thrall-like creatures, slaves to this horrible tree. The evil, wretched druid, Belloc, is nearby, as is an adequately sized frog. Many twig blights loom in the shadows of the tree, ready to descend upon you because you have endangered their master, Belloc, and set the tree afire. It is time to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Woo!
On our last session, I believe Furion and Nox had a surprise round. Furion set fire to a tree and also a frog and a druid, and Nox did a thunder wave that knocked some stuff back. So I have had our players roll initiative. I have had our bad guys, probably bad, definitely bad, definitely bad, roll initiative, and we are ready to go. Looking at this list, I see that Nox and Velo are at the top of the order. You both got 20, so you could decide which of you goes first if you want.
Oh, let me go first.
Okay, I was thinking Nox might say, I want to get out of the way, but Velo
I was going to do, but...
No, this is helpful. I wasn't going to set fire to anyone.
Didn't say it fast enough, so, you know, it's your fault if you die now.
Wow.
I will tell you, again, just to paint the picture, you are in the deepest, darkest sanctum of the grove. There's kind of these ruined walls around you within this huge cavern. The cavern was dimly lit by fungi, phosphorescent fungi. It's now very well lit by a burning Gulthias tree. The tree, which looked evil and wretched, now looks evil and wretched and on its last legs as it continues to burn. Many twig blights, these kind of strange, vaguely humanoid-looking bushes that you have fought many of have kind of clustered in your direction. Sir Bradford and Sharwin Herkriel stand beneath the branches of the tree, but they do not look well. Their eyes are black. Their skin is kind of gray and almost bark-like. And somewhere there is an adequate-sized frog. Velo, you seemed ready to go.
Yep. Okay. I'm
kill
move.
The tree. Kill the tree.
Go for the tree.
I'm not killing the tree, people.
No, for it.
Kill the tree, because then it might break the spell on the people who are going to murder me in 3 seconds.
And we might want to keep alive and save as well, like Charlotte.
Yes, we get money if they're still alive.
Monies.
Think of money. You can
Let's
buy
try with
things.
The tree.
I need a sign I can hold up, which is like alignment check. What is, you know?
Just in case this amazing plan to kill the tree does not actually help anything, I'm going to cast Bane. And for it to hit the three doodahs, the three Sir Bradford, what's his face, and Sharwin.
What's his face?
I don't think we want to kill
Sharwin.
The
enemy who I've mentioned his name many times. What's his name?
Belloc's like. Where's Belloc from? It's from a television show or something.
I'm thinking
Prison Break.
Yeah, wasn't Indiana Jones?
Yes.
Wasn't the guy in that?
There's
Lost
Ark.
Okay.
Indiana yeah. Jones, the Prison
jerky,
Break, same thing.
The jerky French archaeologist. Anything that you have, or there is nothing that you possess that I cannot take from you, I believe this is
yeah,
like. It's spelled slightly differently. It's possible that the druid's name is supposed to be pronounced differently, but I'm having none of that.
I just check this spell that you're about to cast in the vicinity of those three people?
There is no fire involved.
No, I'm not asking about fire in this particular case, but is it like going to hit me?
No, it's a debuff. I get to choose three targets within 30 feet.
I apologize for doubting you.
As you should. I know how battles are supposed to be done. You do the debuff first. Hence why I said I go first. Okay. Although you're probably going to be hitting the goddamn tree, so.
Because the tree is like the key, I think.
This is the key.
Theory.
You're going to burn down this tree and they're probably all going to grow more powerful. That's what's going to happen.
I feel like the tree is like the Night King in Game of Thrones. Has a spell on the other
trees. No Game
trees.
Of Thrones here, please.
No, not allowed.
No, thank you.
We need to kill the tree, though,
Thank
and
you.
Save Charwin.
I'm not aware of what that is.
Oh, wrong
throne.
You're in the wrong... Well, not really. I think there's only two of us that don't watch it. But I don't know what it means. I will say I am on board. I just want to say this. I am on board.
You know, I'll just say it's Velo's turn. She has not actually consulted any of you for the opinion.
No.
Why would she start
in combat.
Now?
There's like, a tree.
This seems too easy. It seems too easy that we just not cut down the tree and everything's fine.
Liz, your turn is literally supposed to be like 6 seconds, so I don't think you have time to vote. Also, that does not seem like Velo or like Liz.
Is a legit and sensible thing to do in your opening doodah.
And so you do so. Liz, can you tell me how Bane works?
They need to beat a charisma check of 12. Or bad happens. But even if they do beat it, bad stuff also happens.
All right. Jason, don't worry. That's not a swear in Scotland.
Oops.
I saw Jason wince.
All
right.
Sorry.
Just making notes. That's all.
Bellix will go first. Belloc fails.
Yes.
Sharwin Herkriel, or what is left of her, will go next.
Uh-oh.
13 will beat what you just said.
Boo.
13.
And Sir Bradford, 10 will not.
Yes. So those who did not beat it, whenever a target that fails the saving throw makes an attack roll, or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack roll or saving throw.
All right.
We've got d4 debuff.
I will tell you, Sharwin Herkriel is, I believe that you know that she is a magic user. It's probably unlikely she's going to do a lot of attacks anyway. So, or a lot of attacks that have an attack roll. So, yeah. All right. So, Velo, you have cast a spell. Do you want to maneuver in this grove of horrors, or are you happy where you are?
Oh no, I maneuvered. I stepped forward.
Okay.
But I would also like to use my instantaneous disguise self spell to change my shape into that of a
frog?
Actual giant frog.
Of a giant frog?
An actual giant frog.
Okay,
size
I believe
a T-Rex,
there's a limitation on the disguise self for how big you can be, so...
Boo.
Velo-sized frog.
The biggest frog I can actually be.
All right, I would like you to consult the disguise self. And can you actually do that as another action? I can't tell when you're trolling me and when you're being.
I want to do it. It's cost an action.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I like that. It's like, well, I want to do it, so I'm going to try it.
Vela thinks about being a frog. That's the end of her turn.
He might have let me be a frog and not want to check it.
I applaud that kind of ingenuity.
If we kill the actual frog, you disguise yourself as Belloc's frog. I like where this plan is going. Mm.
What are you going to do? Like, steal that frog's credit card? I don't understand what you're
game. Everything is so disguise-based.
Because then we
could
just have a bunch of frogs. Okay.
Identity theft is not a joke, Jim.
Yes, identity theft. Thank you so much.
If I had any spell slots left, I would be a frog too.
Yeah. L, make note, you have now seen a giant frog. But you have not seen a small frog.
I did it. Remember that time I saw the frog?
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Sorry, canon. All right, Velo, I think you're all done.
Yep.
Yep. You haven't said anything, but okay.
She gave a thumbs up.
That was
up.
A thumbs up. Oh, great, sorry. Yeah, this is a talking thing.
This is audio-based media.
Primarily
everybody.
Audio medium.
Yep.
I made a thumbs up sign there, listeners.
Yes. This is all great. Surely none of this will be cut out.
None
Nox,
of that. It's all in.
It's your turn.
I think Nox needs to get out of Dodge because he is in a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
And presumably the second I move, Sir Bradford is going to have a go at me.
I will say I'm going to be... totally. That's going to happen. Good point.
No, see, wait.
You're not getting out of anywhere. For all you know, Bradford might be a hugger. You haven't tried.
I mean, he's still surprised, I think. Maybe I could just move. No. I was just thinking, maybe I'll just move while you're not looking.
Stabby, stabby.
Yes. Dungeons & Dragons is great fun when we all just cheat.
It's called creative interpretation of the rules.
Yes. Just so you know, I'm level 10 now.
All right. I'm going to try and run away.
All right.
Aren't you our tank?
Well,
oh my god. Yeah. The tank is coming back to where the spellcasters are.
Really? Really?
Fine. Look, if I stay here and I die...
Let him take some cover. He hasn't taken cover the whole adventure.
Nox, if you stay there and die, they will... Well, somebody, you're the bard, so somebody else will sing songs of your greatness, and maybe they'll commission a statue. If you run away and leave them all to die... It will impact your credit rating.
So. I'm not saying you don't run away. I'm saying you don't come to the spellcaster backline.
Hmm. Well,
these turns are really moving fast here at the start.
Real
of the game.
Bugbears run away.
Wow. Real snappy.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to run away. I'm going to stand my ground. And if I die.
You're going to die.
You're so dead.
James, don't be so scared of death.
Okay,
don't be so scared of death.
Now I've changed my mind again because.
It's fine. Just don't be so scared. It's going to be fine.
Helping.
Let's agree you're all going to die. It's just a question of what will the details be.
Yeah.
Just move over to the side. Just sidestep.
Okay, move a little. I'm going to sidestep to here. Here.
Sidestep.
Here.
Worst tank ever.
No,
excuse me. I just took out a large chunk of trees and things, and
you still have an action.
What's your hit point status, James?
It's currently 16. You think I should?
That's a lot.
It's a lot of hit points, James.
Yeah, I have less than that.
That
now the team's on my side.
James, all right. James, we need to have a conversation. I know you're scared of death, and that's fine. Everyone has a healthy fear of death.
It is my main fear.
Me and you are the strongest two people in our party. We cannot
Velo
run away.
Velo is now commissioning a Velo was right t-shirt.
we've got to try and protect everyone a little bit here. You can move a bit. I have no problem with moving a bit. But aren't most of your attacks still hand to hand?
I've got a crossbow.
Crossbow sucks.
No, it's not bad.
It's a decent amount of damage, I bet.
The problem is I've used up all my spells.
You're in axe territory. Come on, hit him with the axe. Hit him with the axe, James.
All of this is running through his head in the 6 seconds that it's his turn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Max is in his head. It's like one of those angel devil little things.
Yeah, there's like a little, he's standing on his shoulder, and on his other shoulder is like a little cowardly part, dragonborn part. Like, run away.
Right.
Oh, it's Meepo. So there's a little Meepo on its other shoulder.
It's scary, like, here, run away!
Yeah. I'm going to crossbow the tree, because I'm going to kill that damn tree.
Take the tree down.
Right. But I'm trying to not kill these people because we're trying to get...
You're not going to kill them. If you get them to zero hit points, you can just say you rendered them unconscious. You can just say, I'm not trying to kill them. You don't.
That is true.
Not doing damage is not a strategy here. You can just say, I'm not doing lethal damage.
You hit them with the other side of the axe, not the pointy side.
I'm still clinging to my tree theory that if we kill the tree... they will not be under control.
Well, so Sir Bradford is not under control.
This is a terrible theory. Why would we get a boss battle where we just have to set fire to a tree?
Tony, can he disengage?
You could take the disengage action, which is, I believe, an action.
But it's a full action, so then he couldn't fire at the tree. Right.
Correct.
Okay.
I will also, so just to clarify for Nox and for other people, if you are engaged with a bad guy and target somebody else with a ranged attack, or I believe target anybody with a ranged attack, it is hard. And therefore, you have disadvantage. So, I would suggest, Nox, I think your choices here are just to, because this is, we're, you know, I know we're starting out the session, things are moving a little slowly. I would suggest that you either should just attack Sir Bradford or run away. And I think those are your best tactical choices. I think your friends have strong opinions about which ones they would do.
And if you run away, he's going to take a swing at you, although with a D4. Less to hit, and then you could do a ranged attack after you run away if you choose to run away, but it's either hit him or move and then range.
Okay, I will hit him with my needle sword.
Oh, thank you. I'm not gonna win this battle by running away.
No one has actually rolled dice. James has still not rolled dice yet, so you have said and done several things that you've then redacted.
Nothing.
You have not taken your hand off the piece, so
you can hit him and run away. You can do that.
Yes, I'm gonna hit him.
He would swing at you if you did that, but yes.
Needle sword, Sir Bradford, it's time. Right.
You're using dice or your app?
That's what I'm... Use the app!
Fine, use the app, hang on.
It's like, I know what you mean, the app's so great, but if you have real dice...
16 plus 4, 20.
20, Sir Bradford is a rather large, intimidating-looking paladin with armor and a shield and chainmail, and he is trying to move around and get his shield up, and you find a gap in his defenses and stab him right in the shoulder with your needle sword. Roll me damage, Nox.
1d6 plus 2. I'll use the app. 7. That's not bad.
Sir Bradford
is dead.
Weird, sticky... sap-like blood oozes from the wound. He stares at you with vacant black eyes.
He's a tree man.
Well, he didn't seem to take much damage there, so...
It's okay.
We don't win battles by running away. You have to hit them.
I will say that Belloc is going next, so...
Yeah, I think moving... Now, if I move away, he's going to attack.
Yeah, so. I mean, you're going to take damage, or you could stay there and take damage. So, I mean...
Yeah, you're taking damage either way. I think you should move now, because Belloc is right in front of you.
Right.
Belloc is mainly a ranged spellcaster, you would imagine, based on being a druid.
So. I think you should stand there, take the damage, and the rest of us can fire stuff.
If he's a ranged spellcaster, I think you should step forward to menace him. Which you could do with no penalty, because you'd still be within range of Sir Bradford.
Fine. Whatever. I mean, it's
What's the point anymore?
Goes out in a blaze of glory, I'm happy.
I like that you guys are like, yeah, blaze of glory. Yeah, pour gasoline on the blaze. What could go wrong?
Right.
This is just not how you play attack. You charge if you're the tank. You take the damage.
That's right.
I'm a bard.
With very
you
high
claimed
hit points.
You were a tank last thing. And I
said I was a small tank.
Uh-huh. Yeah, perfectly adequate tank.
Yeah.
A sort of like more armored
police
mini.
Vehicle.
Yeah.
Tony, it's apparently the very, very, very beginning of the end.
Yeah,
yes.
moving briskly here, people.
One episode is going to be one complete turn.
Belloc, the outcast, the weird, strange druid who lives here beneath the ground, worshipping his horrible tree that grows in a sunless citadel, is next. Nox, he's going to kind of amble to the side because he wants to be and stay. He doesn't want to run away from you because that would provoke you. But he is going to make sure that he keeps Sir Bradford on his side. Having limited options here as a spellcaster who's been who's now face to face with a dragonborn bard who looks like a bugbear. Yes.
Yeah.
You see him kind of chanting something quietly, and his wooden walking stick suddenly looks like a more menacing wooden club. And he is going to swing it at you, but he is still kind of an old feeble druid, so we'll see if this has any chance of hitting. 17 versus AC.
That hits.
Uh-oh.
Is that an attack roll?
Oh, yes.
You must roll a d4 and subtract the number.
Thank you for the reminder. That would be 17 minus I rolled 2, so 15 is less intimidating.
It still hits.
All right. He wallops you on the side of the head for 2 bludgeoning damage.
Oh.
Wow.
Let me tell you, he's real great with magic, but somebody is right up in his face. somebody who has acted on quality advice from his friends. So, who could that be? All right, that's all Belloc could do. Belloc, also his skin kind of flickers, and he looks it's got kind of a bark-like quality to it. Maximilian Thundercliff.
Hello.
You are on the edge of this twilight grove with your friends and spellcasters and a fox who may also be your friend. I haven't really ascertained that relationship yet. The
acquaintances.
Nox is several feet in front of you, surrounded by enemies beneath the embers of a burning tree sprouted from the staked heart of a vampire. Mm-hmm. What will you do?
Max feels slightly guilty about pushing Nox into the situation that he's in.
Peer pressure.
I would like to act upon Nox's original plan. If Max makes a run past Nox, will he be engaged by any foes? Like, he makes a run to the tree.
I think there's a path that you could weave through there. Where are you trying to get to?
I'm getting to the tree, to the base of the tree, which is 25 feet away from me.
Yeah, I'm going to say that you're a seasoned fighter at this point. You're level 2. You can there's a line between you and the tree that does not you don't have to pass within range of anybody.
Okay, then Max wields his battle axe and takes a swing at the tree.
All right. I believe I said last time that the tree has an armor class of 10.
That is a 24 against AC.
That will do it. Roll me damage on that tree.
Max is going for the first time to wield with a two-handed strike.
That seems smart when you're trying to cut down a tree.
Yeah. He's not that stupid. And that is a... Oh, boy.
Oh.
What was it?
3.
Oh.
3.
3.
You take a swing and you definitely, like, you knock a good deal of bark off that trunk. You get a nice good dent in it. That might be a great place. You know, maybe another slightly more effective axe swing there could bring this tree down, but it would have to be a better axe swing than that.
Yeah, hold on one second.
The tree looks real bad at this point. It is kind of slanty, and the branches are just burning pretty fast. It turns out, like, you know, evil ancient trees that grow in a cave are real flammable. So,
okay. We didn't take a short rest before this, did we?
Nope, sure didn't.
Well, then my turn is over.
Okay. I believe the next creature to go is the adequately sized / possibly giant frog, depending on your perception of frogs. The frog's name is Kolkit. And Max, can you see the frog on the map?
Yeah, I can see it. Hello, yep. Froggy.
The frog is going to hop down from the branches.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And nice. The frog is going to try and eat you, Max.
Yeah, good luck.
Try.
I'm a big boy.
Episode 9. Max is eaten by a frog.
It's got a tiny little mouth.
Bring it on.
It's something like the size of a dog.
10.
Yeah,
10
dog.
Versus you versus Maximilian Thundercliff. The frog kind of gums harmlessly at your shit.
Max reaches out, pets the frog, says, "Good frog."
The frog glares with you with the intensity of 1,000 frog suns.
Max is excited that he has made a frog friend.
Yes. The frog seems mixed.
Don't kill the frog. frog. It's going to be our new friend.
Max, it's all good. Max has made a frog friend. We're good.
Somebody should charm the frog.
Oh, Max already has. One bite, do that. It's done.
I mean with magic, not your charisma.
Okay.
Starwin Hercreel is next. The missing heir to the Hercreel family, a relatively young adventurer, but she's been around, she is a magic user. She does seem to be have made some recent life or unlife choices, such that her skin is gray and bark-like and her eyes are black. And she flips through her spell book and mumbles some words. And let's see here. I think I haven't had a bad guy with spells in a while. This is going to be exciting for me. So just to clarify,
I'm sure it'll be exciting for us too. Just maybe not good exciting.
Yeah, it'll be the bad kind of exciting. Charwin is going to run forward, and I think she's going to try and catch. Where do I think I need to be? Maybe if I'm here, can I catch Furion, Velo, and Olenna in a 15-foot cone?
Great.
Yeah, but you're also now... Does she get disadvantaged for being engaged with me?
How about here? 15-foot cone?
Why are you going for us? We're delicate and far away.
In a 15-foot cone, you cannot hit Olenna.
You all spread out pretty good. You know what? Hang back here. She will protect the tree. She will target Nox and Max.
Great.
Great. Yay.
Wait, is it just, could she target? Will she not also hit Bradford and Belloc?
I think she can.
And the frog?
It
depends on the spell. Some spells only target enemies.
I think she can place herself in a place where she was only going to hit you two.
Great.
Foot cone.
She's a pro.
I don't know if she can find that place. I want you to find that place.
I don't have confidence in her abilities.
I'm pretty sure she's got you. Yeah.
Frog. It's the frog.
She's going to get
it's
the frog there.
Yeah, kill the frog.
No, it's going to be our friend.
Bring it back to life or something.
Tony, what's the intelligence of the frog?
I mean, it's do you know? Have you talked to the frog? You haven't?
No, you should have.
Do you want, you know what? I will tell you, Tiff, because you are a druid and you would know this. This frog's intelligence, it's 2.
Oh, excellent. I can totes charm it.
Yeah. Well,
Can I persuade Charwin to target me?
Tony, I have found the spot you're looking for.
It's just for
two
funsies.
Squares above that will hit just Nox and Max.
Why are you helping the DM?
Because I'm trying to help with the story, right? Tony wants to be in a specific place to do a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate the helping out the DM as a tactic approach.
Let's just establish here, when you're all murdered, Mike will get a slightly better character to start over the next adventure with.
So. Oh, I just remembered I had inspiration. I could have used that on the tree. Ah, well.
All right. So, Charwin kind of makes some mumbles and gestures with her hands, and a dazzling array of flashing colored lights springs forth. She needs to roll 6d10. Don't worry, that's like a normal thing to roll.
That sounds horrific.
It does. Yep. I think we're going to be atomized.
I think I'm going to die now.
This doesn't seem
wait,
fair.
Wait. What is the AC against?
Oh, you're
what
rolled
42.
42. All right.
Product placement.
Yes. Let me tell you what's going to happen. She is casting a spell called Color Spray. The
color
total
sounds nice.
Yeah, sounds soothing, right?
It's pretty.
Creatures in a 15-foot cone up to 42 points of hit points are affected by this. So, Nox, how many hit points do you have?
Less than 42.
And Max, how many do you have?
43.
Max will not
no,
be affected.
No, it's not true. I have 20. What? Max has been bulking up. He's been working at the gym. No, I have 20.
Just to consult, adding your two hit points together is still less than 42, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no. I've got 14 currently.
Yes.
Yeah, I have 20.
So, the dazzling colored lights blind you.
That's
okay. You can still get hit when you're blind, which is the important thing.
In fact, it's easier to hit you when you've been blinded by color spray.
I'm not sure that that's an advantage as such.
Yeah, way to talk up color spray, Velo. So, there is no damage, but you have been blinded by dazzling lights.
Okay.
So,
how long would this blindness last?
That is a great question. I assume,
and I'm assuming that means we have disadvantage in all of our attack rolls,
and
right?
Attacks against you have advantage.
Hmm.
Well, better than you than us.
That's a good point. You're blinded for one round.
Okay, that's not too bad.
All right.
So next time it comes to Sharwin's turn, we can see again.
Furion.
Yeah. I am going to move...
Run away.
...over here. And okay. I am going to point at this twig blight.
You're going to fight one twig blight.
And
kidding.
Sleep! And I'm casting the sleep spell, which will affect Sir Bradford, Belloc, and these three twig blights and the frog.
Oh.
But none
say,
of my friends.
You sure? You found the perfect space?
I found the perfect space.
All right.
Okay, take it back. That's
brilliant.
Yeah,
that is
actually
rather good.
To be fair to us, Jason did set that up in a very specific way, which was not exciting for us.
So, Furion, can you remind me, do you have to roll an attack for each one, or is it a certain number of hit points?
I am going to roll 5d8, and we're going to start with the person in that area with the most hit points.
Oh, the most. Okay, that's the opposite of color spray. I should look up who has the most hit points. It's not the frog.
It's not the frog, or the twig blights, I suspect.
It's not the twig blights. It's never the twig blights. The twig blights are just mean plants.
Nox is going to give you a thumbs up, but he's looking in completely the wrong direction.
Yeah, he can't see. He doesn't even know what's going on. He just heard shout sleep. All right, so who's the...
Did you roll 5D whatever?
I did. 25 hit points I've got to use here.
All right. And it starts with the ones with the highest?
Highest.
I will tell you, that is Belloc and Sir Bradford. Are you sure it starts with the highest? Sometimes I think it starts with the lowest.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. It's the lowest.
All right.
Well, then I don't want to... Then actually, I don't want to... I'm going to target it so it's just Bradford, Belloc, and this one guy then.
Okay. I will say that's going to... hold on. Math. So this twig light is going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
That twig light falls asleep. Sir Bradford currently has fewer hit points than Belloc. Sir Bradford will fall asleep.
Great.
And then I think that's it.
Okay. That's all I can do.
Belloc has, in counting up to 26, you do not have enough to get Belloc.
All right.
I will tell you, though you did not make very many people fall asleep, that was probably a huge tactical turn in the battle, because Sir Bradford is a menace.
All right.
And they're up next, so...
He's asleep. He's asleep until he gets woken up, so don't
do
hit him while he's asleep.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to remind your players? So you could, at some point, someone could hit him, and I believe they'd have an advantage, but you'd want to do that with, something like a big deal. Like, maybe Olenna running up and stabbing him in the neck or something. You wouldn't want to do that with, plinking him with
an arrow. But until he's woken up, he's asleep for 10 turns.
Yes.
10 rounds.
That's a long time.
You can leave him there for a while. So,
well done.
Good spell, Jason.
Jason, they don't have the chance to roll anything against that?
Nope.
Really?
Look.
No.
When you're tired.
I said nope. It's
sometimes nothing can get you out of that tiredness. We all know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Is this about to be but with the take a rest on a Casper mattress and
spell doesn't say anything about them waking up other than with damage or waking up after a minute or somebody slapping them awake with an action.
Just the right sink and
bounce.
So
Belloc could take an action from away and snap out of it, but he'd have to take an action to
do that. He'd have to take an action to do that. Okay. Well, Sir Bradford loses his turn because he's asleep.
Sounds great.
That's real unfortunate for him.
That's real snooze you lose situation.
Yeah. Olenna, you are up next. Just as a warning, following you is a million zillion twig blights. So plan accordingly.
Great. So in honor of Nox, who's blind right now, mm-hmm. I want to move over here so that I can have the angry tree in sight.
Okay. I will say one thing about this, which is if we get too clustered together, it's going to let Sharwin attack us with magic and maybe Belloc too in little ranges. So you want to try to avoid being clustered together. If that's where you have to be, then so be it. But I'm just mentioning that clusters of people are open to those ranged attacks.
Could you move to the other side?
Yeah, I'll try here. As long as I have the angry tree in sight and no one else, so I can have a clear throw or hit. And I want to use the sneak attack action because one of my crew members is next to the tree.
Max is next to the tree.
Hello. Yep.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I want to use my short bow on it.
Okay.
I'm going to try to kill this tree. I don't know. Put this tree. I don't have any good
one-liners.
One-liners like in CSI, so I'm just going to roll. There was, is that 18 plus hit point?
No, it's 18 plus the plus hit.
That'll hit.
Yeah. So that's plus 5. So that's 23.
Yep. That'll do it. The tree is not a very nimble target.
No. And then the 6 plus 3, that's 6 plus 3, that's 9.
Wow.
Do I need another bonus action?
No, your arrow flies true, and you find like the gap in the bark that Maximilian had chipped away with his axe, and your arrow sinks into that deep into the heart of the tree. The branches of the tree, burning with embers, writhe and flail, and the tree splits in half.
Does the frog fall out?
The frog had already dropped out to fight you.
There's
branches crashing to the ground.
Is everyone else magically freed?
That's what we want to know. The twig blights look, all of them look at Elena to the extent that they can look. They all point. Sharwin Herkriel kind of slumps to the ground. Sir Bradford, who is already sleeping and unconscious, is kind of shaken and starts to kind of writhe and shake. And Belloc looks terrified.
Yes! Take with it one arrow, the it. Theory was right. Correct.
One arrow? It was also a two-handed attack with an axe.
Teamwork.
Nope. It was just the one arrow. Definitely not the wizard who set that tree on fire before. One arrow.
Yes.
Look, it's teamwork. It takes a village to kill a tree.
I'm sorry, I feel like Arya Stark
Hold on. I guess that tree's bark was worse than its bite.
All right, inspiration. All right, that's opening bid. I guess that tree's bark was worse than its bite. I will give inspiration to the best tree-related one-liner that people have now.
You could take it or leaf it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mike?
Mm-mm. I'm thinking.
Adina? Liz?
That tree was such a birch.
That's awful. That's a Dan Morin quality pun.
I've got nothing.
I guess we all know who to root for.
Just give Jason the inspiration. Make him stop.
Furion, you gain inspiration for being you. Elena, you get inspiration for actually killing a tree. Everything is great. That was huge. We'll see. I mean, I think, you know, it's just a question of how many of you are going to make it out of the fight alive now. Speaking of killing you, the twig blights are next.
Oh, no. One's asleep. So.
Yeah, one is asleep.
25. All right. So that one's not getting. So they're.
Oh, my God.
You're lucky. You have one in your vicinity. One.
Yeah. All the others are closing in on you, though.
God.
That's good. You've drawn their attention.
I will say that these two will go for Max and Nox. Some are coming out of the shadows.
How does Elena feel about a light burning on my next turn?
Yes. All right. So thankfully the twig blights this is literally the first turn. They had not gotten a chance to get very far, but there's like a good, I don't know, 8 or 9 headed in your direction, Olena. Only one manages to close with you, and that one is going to do a slice attack with its claws. That is pathetic. 5 to hit. Max, I need more dice, but let's see. Max does a 15 hit Maximilian Thundercliff?
No.
A 12 hit Nox the Bard?
It does not.
All right. The two of you are dancing about blindly as the tree blights try and slice at you.
As the tree is coming apart, right? Like, it's just, there's wood everywhere.
El Scorcho, you are next. The grove is filled with chaos as the tree is splitting in half and writhing and flames and bark is going everywhere. It's unclear what the current state of Sharwin Herkriel and Sir Bradford are. The state of Belloc the Outcast is terrified. What will you do?
Burn it to the ground.
We should probably keep fighting Belloc, right, team?
Yeah.
I mean, if Belloc dies, I don't know what's going to happen with the Twig Blights. I think they're going to keep going.
But the Twig Blights are weak.
I don't know. Yeah, he's
there's
strong.
A few of them
are in.
Yeah, well, but a fire spell from someone we know might be good.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I've got this sorted. I know what's going on.
I know you have.
I think Belloc is our greatest danger in terms of a powerful figure, and then the Twig Blights are just kind of a mess where they're going to do damage until we...
Yeah, I think you're right.
Blow them away.
So focus on the powerful
also,
figure.
Also, Belloc is right next to me.
Yeah, if you had like a ranged attack that would take out this giant cluster of Twig Blights over here, that would also be probably pretty good.
That would be great. I will agree. They're all standing next to me.
Nothing. No, I don't have anything.
No, Valo.
Like,
Valo's
range.
Next. You're right. That's a Valo fire
related
thing.
Those are my Twig Blights.
Yes. El goes to kill 7 people, and Valo is like, no, out of the way. Put your hands down.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a produce flame on Belloc because he's closer, and it's a single situation for me. I can only target one thing, so I had to roll the 20 first, right?
Mm-hmm.
To see if I'm gonna hit him. All right, let's see.
Do you roll to attack? Oh yeah, with produce flame, you do. It's the campfire one where they roll to avoid it.
And what's my modifier on that? Which one do I look at?
Where it says hit next to the
weapon or
no? It's a spell. Does the spell and the spells look the same?
Spell attack modifier. Is that the one?
Yes.
Oh, anyway. Well, I rolled an 11.
That will not hit Belloc the Outcast with his strange bark-like skin.
Is that with your modifier, Tiff?
The spell attack modifier is +4.
So it's 15.
That's still not quite enough, okay. But it's very close.
Too bad. That's all I got.
Does his Bane thing still apply?
I think Bane is just to his attacks.
Yeah.
Can I make the frog our friend?
Oh,
do you want me to do that now?
Wait. Did he have to do a saving throw?
No.
Mm-mm.
All right. So you have cast a fire and you've thought about the words you're going to say to the frog next turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Effective turn.
Valo, we are back around to the top. That was a long turn, long round. You are still safely back on the outskirts of the grove, but you see your friends ahead of you fighting various Druids and Blight, what will you do?
I would like to use Disguise Self to turn me into a giant frog.
You claim to be this tactical battlemaster.
Right, where's my fire?
Yeah, we were told, don't do any fire spells.
I made no such claim. Okay, I'm going to move over here.
I was looking forward to seeing how that was going to kill 7 Twig Blights in one turn.
Yep.
Now we'll never know.
I'm going to sit here and...
Well,
now
I got peer pressured into fighting, so I feel.
I'm going to cast Burning Hands.
Yeah.
Okay, how big an area?
15 feet cone out from where I am.
All right, I bet you can get, like, a lot of Twig Blights, right?
I can get 5.
All right, what do they need to do to find out if they are or are not killed?
They just die. They just die.
I don't think that's how spells work.
You get 6 of them.
Okay. As I hold out my hands with thumbs touching and fingers spread, a thin sheet of flame shoots forth from my outspread hand like that. Birdie.
There's 5 Twig Blights. They have +1 to their dexterity.
Yep.
I'm going to work
like... They still take damage if they win.
Let me ask you a question. How much damage do they take?
Creature takes 3d6. 3d6. Fire damage on a failed save, or half as much on a successful.
Can you roll 3d6?
Yeah. 1, 5! Excellent.
Alright, let me tell you, Twig Blights only have 4 hit points, so how many, you rolled 3d6 or 1d6 so far? Roll it 2 more times, and keep adding the numbers.
4!
That's 9.
2.
All right.
11.
11. Even if they took half damage on a save, they would be dead.
Yes!
So,
I told you!
You know what I'm not going to do is roll 5 dice. They're just all going to be dead.
I helped.
Now, wasn't that better than turning into a giant frog?
All right. Velo, five ornery-looking bushes ignite into flames.
What about that one?
But that's not in the cone.
Not in the cone. It's got to be.
That felt good. Like, yeah. They're all dead and on fire.
You murdered five plants. I hope you feel real tough.
Killing lots of plants here.
I feel amazing.
Let us move on. Nox, you are blinded. Your attacks will have disadvantage. Attacks against you have advantage. You're flailing around underneath a tree. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to attempt to stab Belloc again with my sword.
All right, you'll do disadvantage, so roll twice and take the lowest.
Okay, so I am using needles at sword, which is plus 4. So I have 18 plus 4. That's pretty good.
That would hit, but your second attack?
Well, my second attack is 12 plus 4.
16. 12 plus 4, well, 16 is his armor class. So, roll damage.
1d8 plus 2. Let's find a d8. We'll use a metal real one just in case.
Oh, those are dangerous.
I know. They are dangerous. 8 plus 2, 10.
Belloc is staggering. He has, I believe, been set on fire briefly. He has been thunderwaved, and now he has been stabbed. And he really looked like the kind of guy who wanted his tree thralls to do all the work. He was meant to hang out at the back and command orders. He is not doing good. Nox, anything else?
Can he save against being blinded?
Nope, it's until the end of his... I think it's until the end of Sharwin's turn.
Oh, okay.
Probably not much I can do. If I move, he can attack, and the twig blight can attack.
Yep.
So I guess I stay where I am. Let's see, have I got any bonus actions?
I don't know, have you given people all your bardic inspiration that you can bard?
No, I haven't. I can do that. So while I'm here, I will sing a little song to Max, who I think, being in the middle of it, could do with a pick-me-up.
He may be blind, but
remind
he can still hear.
Bardic inspiration, can you remind me what I get?
You get a bonus 1d6 for any ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
And so, you can decide to use that after you see the number.
So, great.
So,
it's a nice thing to use if you get like a middle, you know, you get like 14. You're like, I don't know if that's going to do it.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm just blind and singing.
Belloc the Outcast is next. He looks terrified. He never thought his tree would die. And that his thralls would be turned, and he is going to try and just run away from you, Nox.
Well, I'm blind, so he's probably going to be able to.
Well, you know what? You get to roll, I believe, two basic attacks with your needle sword, and take the lowest, because you're blind, but you might hit him, right?
Okay. So, I'm rolling to attack.
Yep.
Okay. I got an 18 plus...
don't worry, that'll hit. We don't need to do math on 18s, people.
Okay. And roll again and take the lowest. Is that the plan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 11 plus 4. 15.
All right, that doesn't do it. Belloc gets away from you, at least. He is going to stumble over here. And I wasn't sure if he would get this far. So he is going to do something something mean.
Oh,
I think...
Shocker.
He is going to cast Thunder Wave. I think he will cast Thunder Wave on El, Furion, and Fox if he can.
Oh no, Fox!
Thunder Wave won't reach that far.
I haven't considered that Fox could
die. Well, then he'll stagger closer.
Fox is behind the wall.
Fox has advantage then.
I think it's a 15-foot cube.
He's also very spry.
We've come all this way.
Weasel is away.
Well, here's the thing, though. From like a selling the episode perspective, if Fox does die, we can say in the episode, somebody dies.
Right? But it ends up being please do not murder animals for ratings.
Yeah.
This
anyway,
week,
somebody
does Fox dies.
Get like all the saving throws and things, like
yes,
the rest
so.
Of us. So that's Fox will right. be
Save
okay.
Fox.
I think you have determined that Fox is too far away. Is that what somebody with a ruler just did?
Oh, thank God.
It's a 15-foot cube, so from where you are.
Yes!
You
no!
Know
oh my god, no! How can you be so cruel?
Why are you horrible?
I
need to establish
monster.
With you people that Belloc is a very, very not nice person.
You're a monster.
I thought he was afraid. Why is he taking on a fox?
Tony, by extension,
weasel,
this makes
whatever.
You a not very nice person.
Also, I mean, I want to be clear here. Mainly, it's like, this is two people that he can attack that also happens to have an animal in the middle. So, let's talk about Thunderwave.
I don't believe you.
Also, guys, there's
mean.
Like some nice parallel here to it. You Thunderwaved him, he Thunderwaved you. It's poetic.
We didn't Thunderwave a fox.
I did Thunderwave his frog, to be fair.
That was a giant frog with hit points, not the little fox thing with, like, nothing.
Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from Belloc makes a constitution saving throw.
No!
Belloc's spell save is 12. So you make a constitution saving throw. I will say Fox has advantage because of the cover of the
So Tony, thing. what's the rule on this? If I match 12, do I save or do I not save?
I think you 12 is saving.
Okay.
Well,
I rolled a 12. I was thinking about my inspiration, but I don't need to use it.
L, how'd you do?
I did a 12 plus 2.
That'll do it. How did Fox do?
Oh, God.
Oh, this is
the most important
role. This is the worst thing that's ever happened.
I know.
Adventure.
I'm so afraid. Okay. Right? Are you okay? Ready? 16!
Yes!
All right.
Still.
bad. Now the bad news.
No. So did all of you save?
Yeah.
All right. Furion and L, you are going to take 6 damage as Thunderwave ripples past you, but none of you are pushed, and I'm going to say Fox is okay.
Yay.
Technically, Thunderwave would do a little bit of damage, but he's behind a wall and he's saved, so it's okay.
He's small.
Just don't say I never did anything for you.
Yeah, sure.
You'd have killed him. What if he hadn't seen?
Oh,
look, guys. I didn't murder your fox / weasel. That is a favor I am doing.
You tried to murder Fox Weasel.
Don't choke the weasel.
Look, Belloc is a bad person. I really want to establish this. He lives in a cave. He has a frog that is not the right size for a frog or a giant frog. It's just, you know, he's...
We know who's controlling Belloc, though.
Mm. All right. Let us continue to play Dungeons & Dragons. That was Belloc's turn. Maximilian Thundercliff, you are blind and fighting underneath the
he's
remains
not blind,
of a...
I'm blind.
You're both blind. Okay. You're both blind. Newsflash.
Which
you
can't see.
You are adjacent to 2 Twig Blights and 1 Surly Frog.
The frog was... Oh, no, it hasn't been charmed yet.
Nope,
Max,
just a
Max, maybe
leave
blind.
It alone. It just nibbles.
Max may be blind, but he heard the commotion. And Max, considering his name is 3 letters long and ends in an X, feels some kinship to Fox. Again, not a very complex individual. So he takes this opportunity to try and affect Belloc's pet, and he will swing in the direction that he thinks the frog is.
All right, roll
and
twice and use the lower one.
21 against AC.
Mike, that was your lowest, or you rolled a roll?
That was my lowest.
What? That's madness. Roll damage.
You can make a non-lethal damage.
That is
with an
axe
against a frog?
No, this is 100% lethal, and that is a 10 damage against
Maximilian
the frog.
Thundercliff, adventurer.
Obliterate the frog. Someone
died. Monster!
Friend to all, except one frog that actually I think he was friends with, murders a frog. The Twig Blights and Nox are bathed in frog blood and guts as you've got.
I have established this. Many times that Max is a kind soul until he is crossed. And when he is crossed,
also you're blind. Possibly you didn't
blood.
Know who you were attacking.
Also, can I say?
No, he knew.
That frog has now croaked.
Oh, James, if you had inspiration, you lose it.
I did not. So I gained some.
Oh, God. Is this what we've become? This is where we are now. Are we frog murderers? Are we as evil as Belloc the Outcast? Can we be redeemed? Are we just going to murder a bunch of people and take all their possessions? Oh, God, why do we play this game? For answers to questions such as these, tune in next time for UKTPK.